Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today, because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. When you take better care of your farm equipment, you can be more efficient and have less downtime. Cenex SuperLube TMS is the leading heavy-duty diesel engine oil to keep all your farm equipment running in top shape, which means you'll have less downtime and more fill-in time. And daisy time. And dusty time. Ask for SuperLube TMS and the Total Protection Plan today, because quality oil leads to quality time. Find SuperLube products at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Well, expect live and feeder cattle futures to open moderately higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying and cash premiums. Along similar lines, the hog futures should open on a firm basis, linked to short covering and stronger carcass value. Now, the cash cattle trade most likely pretty non-relevant today, with neither side suggesting much in terms of value expectations. Indeed, asking prices and bids should stay largely hidden until later in the week. We're looking at the normal asking prices around $120 in our part of the country. Of course, we saw a $118 trade last week. Now, the hog buyers should start work today with generally steady bids. Processing margins appear to be decent. This week's hog kill will probably total around 2.28 million head, and that's about 2% larger than a year ago. Soybean futures, as far as the grains are concerned, closed at a one-month high yesterday after USDA reported another daily sale, and weekly export inspections showed soybeans continue to move out of the country at a swift pace. The corn export shipments were better than expected, but that was not enough to produce a higher close in that market as traders look ahead to a big harvest. And wheat futures were mixed yesterday, with the two winter wheat markets lower and spring wheat narrowly mixed. On those wheat markets, they were again mostly lower, with the soft red winter posting the largest losses. Weekly export inspections of 19.5 million bushels were down from the prior week, but met trade forecasts, with Taiwan and Colombia taking the most. Ample global supplies keep pressure on wheat. Overseas Wire reports say Romania's wheat harvest of 8.4 million metric tons was up 7% from a year ago and had a 10-year high yield. The corn futures closed about a penny lower yesterday to end a six-day run of higher prices. While the Midwest may receive more rain this week, grain dealers said corn fields appear to have enough moisture to get them to harvest, which could begin in mid-September. And soybeans finished higher after the export sale and increase in export shipments. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, at the close, October live cattle up 10 cents at 110.35. December unchanged at 111.72. September feeder cattle up 57 at the close, 144.42. And October was up 35 cents at 141.55. October hogs down 77 cents, 61.15. December down 40 at 57.05. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat was down a nickel at the close, 413 and three quarters. December down 4 3/4 yesterday at 440. September Chicago wheat down 11 and three quarters at 415 and a quarter. December down 9.5 at 435 and a quarter. September corn down a penny at 333 and a quarter. And December was down 1 1/4 cents at 342 and a half. And September soybeans up 8 1/4 cents, 1035 and a quarter. And November up 11 1/4 yesterday at 1015 and 3/4. October cotton up 53, 68.45. December's up 35 at 68.63. October crude oil down 30, 47.11. November down 27, 47.76. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.